Next, I'd like to introduce Karen Hacera, who's already pre-commented on several times already this morning, Chair of our Academic and Student Affairs Committee. I point out that Trustees Cepeda, Estrada, Holmes, Hall, McClinton, and Wilson also serve on the committee, and I understand that Vice President Pierre may also have some data to add. Trustee Hacera, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday in this room, September 9th, 2015, at 3 o'clock. And as mentioned, all of the committee members were present. We approved the minutes of the meeting of July 22nd, 2015. We reviewed the following recommendations prior to advancement to the board as a whole. Appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Amend student health insurance benefit for the Chicago campus. Appoint interim chancellor, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and vice president, University of Illinois. Reappoint interim chancellor for academic affairs and provost, Chicago. Appoint interim vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost, Urbana. Appoint acting dean, College of Fine and Applied Arts, Urbana. Appoint interim head varsity coach, football, Urbana. Appoint interim dean, honors college in Chicago. We heard a presentation on the academic unit review dashboards by Dr. Pierre, vice president for academic affairs, interim provost Gislason, Dr. Pardee, vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost Springfield, and Dr. Edward Fazer, interim provost Urbana. As a reminder, the dashboard shows key indicators of teaching and research productivity and department quality and financial health. In their presentations, the provosts illustrated how they're using the dashboard as a tool to review unsubscribed programs, to make differentiated budget allocations, create shared services, suspend, merge, and close programs, or establish new programs, and reduce the administrative footprint. They discussed how these decisions have informed their planning in the backdrop of the state's eroding funding base and the programs that have or will be closed in the near future. Taken together, these reviews have already led to reallocations and or savings for the university, as well as to significantly differentiated budget allocations to administrative units and campus colleges. I'd particularly like to thank the provost and Dr. Pierre for an extensive and instructive presentation, as well as the tremendous amount of work that culminated in this presentation. We will expect the next report following the cycle of spring 2016 reviews. I also wanted to mention that actually the first order of business was to recognize two new faces at our meeting. We wholeheartedly endorsed and recognized Acting Chancellor Wilson and Acting Provost Dr. Fazer, who's in the audience. We enjoyed getting to know both of you better and certainly enjoyed your presentations and look forward to them in the future. Lastly, we received a very encouraging report, as has been mentioned a couple of times, on fall on-campus enrollments, and I've asked Vice President Pierre to provide a summary of that report. So, Dr. Pierre.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. You've heard from the President and the Urbana Chancellor, so I'll try not to be repetitive. But nevertheless, as you know, we have very good news, very exciting news about enrollments at the University of Illinois, which broke several records for this fall semester of 2015. So on-campus enrollment has topped a record of 76,000 students, 76,166 to be exact. That's the 2.1% increase from last year. We expect that when we know the exact number of online students, the total enrollment will probably top 79,000 students for the university. So these 76,000 students include more than 11,000 freshmen. That's our largest freshman class ever, up 1,043 freshmen from last year. That's 10.2%, plus 10.2% university-wide. We have more than 3,200 transfer students, which is short of 20,000 graduate students. That's also up 2.7% from last year. We're just under 4,000 professional students. That's also up 1% from last year. I'll continue with a few more good statistics. At Urbana and Chicago, freshman enrollment is particularly large this year. The Chicago campus actually broke all records for freshman students, plus 15% over last year. And the Urbana numbers, I think, are the second highest ever at plus 9% number of freshmen. Very importantly, the number of minority undergraduate students is higher at all three campuses. University-wide, we have an increase of 5.4% in number of African-American students and 11.5% more Latino-Latina students. Notably at Urbana, the number of African-American freshmen increased by more than 33%. That's remarkable. In-state freshmen are also up at Chicago and Urbana. At Chicago, the increase is 14%, 397 students. At Urbana, 11.4%. So 563 more residents from Illinois at the Urbana campus as freshmen. So at the Springfield campus, we also have an increase in the graduate student body, both on campus and online. So these record enrollments, and which include increases in number of Illinois students, Illinois residents, and underrepresented students, they represent, in my opinion, a significant turnaround for the campuses of the University of Illinois. These outcomes are due to a concerted strategy for U of I and its three campuses to become destination of choice for excellent students from Illinois and elsewhere. The primary thrust of our strategy has been as follows. First, our Board of Trustees, which has chosen to keep student costs down through three consecutive years of low and, in fact, zero tuition increases this year. The increase in financial aid for both needy and meritorious students, and if you look at need-based financial aid university-wide, it will top $83 million this year. The establishment of very successful programs to recruit and retain students from underrepresented groups. Much more work to do in this area, but we're making some good inroads. And development of proactive and personalized recruitment processes and programs for students from Illinois, including a much more efficient application process. So taken together, these efforts, I believe, make for a successful strategy, and the university does intend to pursue that same strategy vigorously in the next several years. To conclude, I would especially like to thank the provost and their office and the vice provost for enrollment management and undergraduate education for all the tremendous work and really for working as a team with the rest of the university toward this successful outcome this fall. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. It's good news for all of us. And my last comment, our next meeting will be November 11th. 2015 in Chicago. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my report.
Any questions for Karen or Kristoff? Yes, Jim?
Yeah, given the increases in African-American students at the campuses, what is the current percentage of African-Americans in each of the three campuses? Do we have that information?
Percentage on the combined three campuses?
Each campus separately.
I know it's in the data. Have we got that?
Dr. Pierre, you have
Kristoff, that. Kristoff, do you have that?
Yeah, I have that.
I have the enrollments. I'm not sure I have the percent change. I'm not sure I have the percentage. But African-American enrollment at the undergraduate level in Urbana, look at the right sheet.
if you don't have it, we can come back and cover it. Christoph.
Sorry, I had the wrong sheet. At Urbana, at the undergraduate level, we have 1,786 African-American undergraduates. So that's an increase of 2.4% from last year. At Chicago, 1,423. That's an increase of 8.1% from last year. And at Springfield, 388. That's an increase of 9.6% from last year. If I could pull out my calculator, I could calculate the percentage, but maybe I can do that after the session.
Suffice it to say, it's not high enough,
no.
Jim. But a tremendous accomplishment improvement this year.
It's definitely a good statement in the right direction. There's much more to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And my compliments to the staff on all three campuses on the effort to improve, and we have to continue that process. Just a comment relative to the academic review, and thanks to everyone who participated in that and took it forward, and Barb, your group picking it up at the final hour. I think the thing that I would say is, number one, thanks and the job is done, but I guess the thing I would add is that it's not a destination, it's a journey. That academic review, academic support, our administrative cost structure has got to continually be something that we put attention on, put focus on, because as we look forward to the challenges of the future, not the least of which, Walt, is your comment about us assuming a $19 million absorption of pension costs going forward, that our challenge of continuing to deliver world-class education, both high quality and efficiently, has got to be a priority for all of us. And I don't mean that to be detrimental of what you've done. I just want to encourage you that we've got to continue to look at it, both academically and administratively. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Tim.
Going along with your concept of this is a journey, A couple board meetings back, we had a discussion about the optimal time to announce admissions. And there was, you know, I don't necessarily say controversy, but there was arguments for and against the old method of December versus the new method of February. And I'm curious if that's just to this campus or all three campuses, and if there's been any resolution in that discussion.
Anybody want to comment on that?
So I can talk a little bit about the Urbana campus. We had an extensive conversation about that in the Council of Deans and looked at all the data, and actually they're trending in the right direction, even though it was a delayed admissions date. And we were getting, in the end, we got more applications, and it ended up being a good thing. What we've committed to is to do it another year the same way, so a single date, but we're going to try to move it a little earlier. So we don't have a firm date on that yet, but we recognize that we want to be out of the chute a little sooner than we were this year. So
I just recall our Urbana trustee from last year, Lucas Free, made a comment that given the date that Urbana announced, there were students who had to commit financially to other institutions, non-refundable deposits for housing or whatever, prior to the Urbana announcement date. So, you know, you have a situation where a student may have been accepted at, let's just say, Iowa, for example. Having to commit somewhat financially, perhaps they would prefer to come here, I would hope. That was a kind of a difficult situation for those students. So I just hope that's kind of being taken into account.
Yeah, we'll continue to look into that. Our yield, which is the percent who accepted our, was up this year across the board and including for residents. So, but I think you're right. We have to continue to look at that and be competitive in terms of our date, and we'll definitely be challenge to get it out sooner this year. So
thank you.
Susan, or anything to add?
Well, I think in our situation, it's more of a rolling admissions activity, and it seems to be working quite well for us, but we really do have to pay attention to what the other institutions are doing. You're absolutely right, because if they're making adjustments, then we need to know that, and we need to adapt accordingly.
Anything to add, Rick?
Yeah, we're very similar to Springfield. We have a target of December 1st for students that if they get their all of their application material in by, I think it's November 15th, we will give them a decision by December 1st. And something like one-third of our entering class this fall was in this early, we don't give it the title of early admissions, but it essentially is that. Then we continue to accept applications and admit students through a deadline of about February 15th. At that point, we stop taking applications for freshmen. We do continue to take transfer applications after February 15th.
I think, Trustee Courts, your point about trying to keep ourselves from putting the prospective students at a disadvantage coming into it is the main thing, and you all have to consider how that all fits in. Rick, you were going to comment?
Yeah, I just want to go on record that I believe that together with Trustee Montgomery, I tend to be the nudge on this issue of underrepresented student enrollment, whether it means the west side of Chicago or far rural area in Illinois, someplace in Illinois. So I want to say thank you to Vice President Pierre, our three chancellors, our three provosts, the admissions office, recruitment office, for this trend that is going in the right direction of recruiting students, again, from underrepresented backgrounds. I know it's hard work. I think it's multifaceted work. It has to not only be about money, it has to be about the efforts of our recruitment office and the admissions office. It also has to be about the culture that we set at each of the campuses that is welcoming to these students, again, whether they are from the south side or for some southern Illinois city. And I think we are making some ground in all three of these areas, so thank you.
Very good, thank you. Karen?
I actually didn't realize that it's evidently an Urbana campus problem, the very early or late for us decision. As I know, we lost actually the grandson of two Urbana graduates to Alabama Engineering, no less, so because he had to commit before he knew about getting into Illinois. So I have to say the results didn't seem to hurt us.
No, so. I mean, we'll always have examples of cases like that, and it's on us to continue to look at the competition and make sure we're competitive. But statistically, we did fine and even better than we've done in the past.
Right.
So
I'm glad to hear that, because I'm sure some of the others are like me. I heard a lot of complaints about that.
Jim, go ahead.
I just wanted to follow up on Trustee Estrada's comments, because recently I attended a event at UIC at which President Killeen and others were present to announce with the mayor a program whereby students who came through the City College system for the first 2 years with a B average or better would A, from the city, have no tuition to pay, and B, would be automatically enrolled at UIC and at the same time get something like $5,000 from the university for their last 2 years to get a four-year degree. So I think that ought to enhance a lot of enrollment of underrepresented students from the inner city of Chicago.
Good point. Thank you, Jim.
Just a comment on that. I think we are pleased with the progress this year, but we do recognize, and it's consistent with your continuous improvement theme, that this is a step along a long-needed journey. We're nowhere near where we need to be in representing a fully pluralistic state and nation, and yet we're committed to continue down this path. And I think the program that you mentioned is an important one. We're going to seek to expand it with other two-year schools. And And also on the strategic and recruitment aspect, I think we recognize too that there's more work to be done on that, and our thinking strategically about enrollment and our future, and it touches on access and affordability. I just want to reassure the board that we're not done, that all of this is going to come into focus in the strategic planning process, and we will seek to set quantitative goals and have metrics that will show you how we're making progress along those axes. But there's a lot of more work to do. But we can, I think, breathe a little easier today in that we're going in the right direction.
I think a comment I have to add, since I live in a town of 6,000 people, that as we look at our prioritization and how we recruit and where we recruit, I will not let us forget the importance of effectively and actively recruiting the young people who are coming from rural areas, from smaller towns. Maybe they're not quite as prepared as some of the young people from other schools, but they have academic opportunity and promise just as African-American and Hispanic kids. So I add that to your burden of thinking about making sure that we really are doing the outreach to those young people also.
Ed?
Any other, yes?
I was going to make the exact same comment that you just did.
I'm sorry.
And no, that's okay. Along with that, I would like to request to see data for all three campuses as to how many Illinois counties are represented by the freshman class. We have 102 counties in the state,
counties.
I believe. I mean, it would be wonderful if
typically
we're represented by all.
You want to comment? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think we would like to have clickable maps that allow you to do just that within the next year.
Great.
So we're going to work on upgrading our website so that these kinds of questions and some of the questions that came up yesterday as well can be addressed online without special needs and efforts.
Compliment all of you. We've all been putting so much attention on recruitment and making sure that we're representing the state of Illinois and our mission as the University of Illinois to attract and retain those kids as well as faculty. So thank you all for your dedication to
Mr. Chair,
continuing to hold the line on that
Vice
issue.
Vice President Pierre would
yes,
like to.
Vice President Pierre.
But if I may, I had time.
You've been doing calculations?
I hope they're correct. But, so Trustee Montgomery.
Yes.
Looks like at the Urbana campus, we have 5.4% African Americans at the undergraduate level. So we had a big increase in number of freshmen, but of course that there's less of an increase for the total number of undergrads. So it's still a long way to go, 5.4%. Chicago campus number again is 8.1% proportion of African-American undergrads. And Springfield campus get a number of 19.5%. Does that sound correct, Chancellor Cook, I believe? Yeah. So. Very, very high proportion at the Springfield campus.
Thank you, Mr. Mathematician. I appreciate that. All right, very good. Karen, anything else? That was a long committee report.
Okay. Thank you all for your patience.
You bet. Thank you.